The 2004 elections had presidential candidates and the National Media Corps zigzagging the country last year, stopping at countless outposts in the American heartland, so you'd expect that news coverage of rural America increased. Well, not so. A new survey shows network television coverage of rural issues dropped nearly 25% over the past 2 years. And even though newspaper coverage rose significantly, the stories tended to focus less on traditional issues like farming and much more on ex-urban discussions like sprawl and zoning. The Washington Times says the national press is apathetic and clueless about America's rural way of life. The Center for Media and Public Affairs, which conducted the survey, says to most TV reporters in the coastal network bureaus, Middle America is a big red question mark. Well, joining us here in Studio 3A is Matthew Felling. He's the media director for the Center for Media and Public Affairs. Nice of you to come in and speak with us today.
Good afternoon, Neil.
So what were the main findings of your media survey?
Well, basically what we found, you mentioned it, network news in 2002 as compared to 2004 was 23% more in 2002 than in an election year. And even the most jaded cynics of the news industry like to think that rural America in the news industry, it's a lot like the Olympics. It's mildly interesting every 4 years or so. But here we have an actual slide in the coverage of rural issues in an election year where Middle America needs to be heard from. Rural America needs to be heard from.
Well, what's your definition of a rural issue?
We took a look at, because we worked with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, how to define small town. And we found every story that mentioned rural within the story. We had to come up with a methodology of some sort. Mm-hmm. And we kicked out all the rural sports articles about kids from small towns and whatnot. And we boiled it down to just mainly political issues or cultural issues.
And I was curious, there was a finding that rural life was often presented positively but defined negatively. Explain that.
Well, the adjectives that were used to define the people were very positive. We use, for example, picturesque, strong work ethic, safe. So the people who inhabit this big red question mark, as our study called it, are values type people, are positive people, but they are a study in contrast with regards to the world they live in. They are small people in a world that is too big for them. The big guys, just to lead off of what Mr. Stern was talking about before, mm-hmm. it's almost a variation on a theme. They are the small guys in a very big world. And I think the news networks will take a look at maybe a Walmart as a corporate story without looking at, if you're the hardware store owner in Enid, what the Walmart story means to you is a negative story. So yes, it's positive in terms of the big city life moving out to the red states, but at the same time, it's costing them.
Mm-hmm. And that country life is presented in terms of what it used to be or what it may be in the future as opposed to what it is.
Yes, absolutely. I think a great anecdote of this is something. Well, after the election, we saw the entire media taking a look at Red America, thinking, "How did this happen? Bush won. Bush got reelected. How did we figure this part out?" So they started reevaluating things. The purpose-driven life right now is on a lot of people's lips. The purpose-driven life has been a bestseller in Middle America for years, but it took a urban story. It took an Atlanta courthouse shooting story that was on the cover of People magazine to really toss that into the mainstream media agenda. As we said, the coastal newsrooms are often so focused on what they're doing every single day that the Today Show covers Cosmopolitans and how to make a good cocktail rather than what's happening in Middle America.
Well, they occasionally serve a cocktail in Middle America, but anyway,
yes.
The agenda of the mainstream news media is often set by the big city print newspapers, mm-hmm. New York Times, Washington Post. There was an increase in rural stories in those papers. You were encouraged by that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, that follows the script. The network news coverage slipped at the same time that, I mean, print coverage was spiking, and I was encouraged by that because the print reporters actually got to put their feet on the ground and talk to the people, go to the diners, go door to door and find out, because we saw Karl Rove had a fantastic strategy last year of tackling the exurbs and focusing on these mega churches, as we saw in the New York Times Magazine in the past month. So they were actually finding out more interesting information and digging into the strategy and digging into the issues that people were dealing with in a day-to-day basis. But that was an A18 story. That was an A24 story. And the network newscasts and the morning shows are all too often driven by A1. Give me the bullets, give me the front page, and let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm. And briefly, some parts of the Great Plains continue to lose population. Farming, of course, is a huge issue. Farm subsidies, a big issue, even in Washington, D.C. Do you see that there's any kind of a rebound in the offing?
Well, I think that the pendulum continues to swing towards the big cities in terms of coverage. I mean, the big ratings getter in terms of a network newscast is the powerful people, are the people up here in Capitol Hill. The news is made on the coasts. I will not defy anybody who says different, or who wants to disagree with that. But the news impact is felt everywhere, including small towns. And that doesn't mean that we should ignore them altogether. And of our study, of the content that focused on rural coverage, only 3% dealt with farming or agriculture. I'm not pushing that agenda, but I just think that they are a real constituency that needs to be addressed. And it is a sign of that disconnect that exists between the mainstream media and the people that it is serving, and it's that growing populist frustration with the big media at large, which is what all the Bill O'Reillys of the world are tapping into.
Matthew Felling, thanks very much for coming in.
Have a great one.
Matthew Felling, Media Director for the Center for Media and Public Affairs, joined us here in Studio 3A, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.